We're coming to perhaps the best known verse in Romans 6 tonight. Just a one-off message tonight from Romans 6 and verse 23, the last verse of the chapter. So Paul says, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Well, I hope to just address the theme of grace tonight and help us to understand what grace is a bit more fully and deeply. I've always fancied doing one of these charity parachute jumps. It's not that bad. I've never done it, but I'd like to. I think I'm fairly good at trusting people to do their jobs on my behalf without worrying about whether they've done them well. And that would include the pilot of the plane that would take us up, because I can't fly planes. And it would include the parachute rigger and the parachute wrapper, because I discovered this week there are two distinct jobs. The rigger makes parachutes and the wrapper then prepares them so that when you pull the ripcord, they unfurl successfully and slow your descent. So I think I could jump out of the plane quite confidently and, you know, really just love it and love every minute of it. So if anyone wants to find me a parachute jump to do, I'd love to do it. The real test, though, of your willingness to trust someone else to know what they're doing on your behalf is the test of whether or not you trust Jesus Christ to land you safely with God. Am I happy tonight to let Jesus be my Saviour? Or do I want to try and be my own Saviour? Tonight I'm going to look through this theme with eight words beginning with F. So we're going to think about free fall. We're going to think about flapping. We're going to think about feeling. We're going to think about free gift. Okay, that's two words. We're going to think about faith, fear, fail-safe, and felicity. So let's get going. Free fall. The wages of sin is death. As soon as we sin, we start falling. That's what the verse says. As soon as we sin, we start falling. We start falling to death. We're in free fall to death. This is what God had said to Adam and Eve right at the beginning. You know, if you eat of that, you will die. Until they ate of it, they would live. But if you eat of that, you will die. And it's as relentless as gravity pulling down someone falling out of the sky. The wages of sin is death. And death there doesn't just mean the stopping of the biological life of your body. Death there means to be without God, to be without the life of God. And it's a condition that isn't just for this life. It's a condition that is forever. That's what death means in that context. And if we had time to focus on that, we could elaborate on that greatly from the Bible. But that is what it means. So as soon as we sin, and we've all sinned, we've all taken the forbidden fruit, we've all done things that we know that we should not have done before God or before man, and we have thereby initiated a free fall to death. Then comes the flapping. What What are our options if we're in free fall, for falling towards death? Well, most people, if they realise that this is what's happening, they'll try and be better people. They'll try and be good. And it's a bit like flapping your hands when you're falling out of the sky. You flap hard and maybe you think that that's going to slow you down or it's going to stop your fall. We have a belief that just as the wages of sin is death, that somehow the wages of being good or being better people is life for us. It's something that seems to be built into human beings, that we feel that we can stop our own descent. We feel that we can stop our own fall by what we do, by being able to say to God, look what I'm doing. But the wages of sin is death. And there's nothing that we can do, no amount of flapping that we can do, that's going to stop us from paying those wages, according to the first part of this verse. We're falling because of our sin. And that's inexorable. However, the third thing is our feeling. Because flapping is hard work. It feels like I must be achieving something. If I'm falling and I hold out my arms and I flap hard, I can feel the pressure of the air in my arms. Surely I'm slowing myself down. I'm not going to hit the ground hard now because I'm flapping hard. And we can entertain that illusion, especially when we're very, very high up, because the ground doesn't at that time seem to be getting any closer. And it does feel like hard work. And it does surely make a difference, we think, to how we're going to land with God. But don't be deceived by feelings. You know, religion feels like we're getting somewhere when we're being religious. When we're trusting in how hard we're flapping as religious people. When we're trusting in our going to church and, you know, things that we suffer for being church people. I knew a guy once who thought that, you know, the harder the pews, the better. You know, which means we should really be in Kyle because they don't have cushions in Kyle. You know, the idea being that the more it's hard to go to church, the more it feels unpleasant, that somehow then you're earning, somehow then you're impressing God. It feels like it ought to. But the wages of sin is death. And it doesn't matter how much we're flapping. It doesn't matter how much we're trying to do good or trying to be religious. That is not the way that we stop our fall to eternal death. There's a free gift. Because flapping is useless. It's hard work. But the ground is still rushing towards you. Uncertain death. There's something else. There's another way. And all of us ought to know that way because, well, I've been here long enough to know that every one of you has heard from my lips many, many, many times that you do not reverse your free fall to eternal death by your efforts. It's something that God has to give to you, and he has to give it to you as a free gift. Don't come to church and try to earn something through doing that. That is just not the way. That's as useless as flapping your arms when you're falling out of the sky. There's a parachute. There's a parachute that you can deploy. You don't need to flap. There's a parachute. And you say, well, but isn't that just too easy? Isn't that just too convenient? Well, it's a gift. It's a gift that has been, if you like, rigged and packed by God. It's just there. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. It's all that you need for a soft landing is the gift of God in Jesus Christ. It's a free gift. Now, I wonder if you understand this. And I can test, or you can test, whether you do understand that breaking your fall, stopping your free fall, having a soft landing into eternal life is a gift. Do you understand that? Look at verse 15. Paul says, "What then? Shall we sin because we're not under law, but under grace?" Do you understand that question? That's my simple test. Can you see why Paul asks that question? Can you see why it might be something that you would think, well, does that mean I can sin? Because only the person that's really understood the free gift of God in eternal life, the free gift of God in Jesus Christ, understands the temptation to think that because it's free, we can do as we please. But if you haven't got to that point, if you've never felt that temptation, you've never understood that the gift of God is free. That salvation, that a safe landing with God, that eternal life is free. It's just a gift. It's something that God has prepared simply to make available to you at no cost to yourself. Because he knows that you'll never stop your free fall to death by your own flapping. He knows that no matter how much you do yourself, he knows it's never going to be enough. Because the wages of sin is death. Sin pays wages, and you've sinned, so you've got to pay the wages. There isn't any escape from that eternal, that inexorable logic that sin is incompatible with God's presence and with God's blessings and with God's future and with God's life. You cannot enter into God's life if you have any sin to carry into that place. You can't do it. So you've got to receive a gift from God, because you can't stop your free fall yourself. You've got to receive the gift. The gift is received by the fifth word, faith. It's received by faith. Faith that the gift is there, and faith that it's for you, and faith that it works. You've got to receive it by faith. Faith is, if you like to continue the illustration, what pulls the ripcord. Faith is what makes it all fall into place for you. Faith that the words at the end of verse 23 are true, that the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. You can flap all you want, but it doesn't make any difference. It'll be fatal. Depending on your own flapping. You might not see that just now, but it will be. You have to change your mind about that. You have to change your mind about what you do. Because if you think that your own flapping and your own religion and your own works and your own good are going to stop you from eternal death, you need to change your mind about that. You need to change your mind, and you need to recognize that instead of that, what you need is Jesus. And you need him now. And it's not something to risk. It's not something to put off and say, well, I'll do it another time. You can't really afford to risk a moment more without Jesus. I know that some people do only change their minds about whether they're going to try and sort their own lives before God, or whether they're going to receive Jesus at the very end of their lives, when they suddenly see that the ground is very, very close and they are hurtling towards it and they're about to die. Some people come to their senses at that point that their life has been lived on the basis of a lie, and that that lie was that they thought that they could flap hard and that they could stop themselves hitting the ground hard, that they could be religious, that they could be good, and that what they could present to God would be good enough to make them acceptable to God. But they forgot that the wages of sin is death, and they realize that just in time, and they see the parachute, they see Jesus, they pull the ripcord, and eternal life. Some people do that. Deathbed conversions we talk about. They're real. They truly save. I think I've seen a few in my time in Christian service, and I'm thankful to God for that. They give eternal life. But the thing about them is this. You do not know how close the ground is, because you're falling through cloud. You can't see the ground. And you might be about to hit it. You might be about to hit it tonight. And you might be about to hit it without Jesus, if you don't have him yet. No parachute. And for the sake of everything good, then, I say to you, pull the ripcord. I say to you, stop trusting your own useless flapping and religion and church going, and trust in Jesus Christ. Your sins are dragging you down faster than you can ever hope to slow. And you add more weight to your descent the more you sin. And you add more weight to your descent by the sin of trusting in what you're doing yourself, when God is offering you Jesus and you're still rejecting him. God is saying to you and to me tonight to trust the parachute of his grace in Jesus Christ. But then comes fear. It's the sixth word, fear. Perhaps you're afraid. Perhaps tonight you just think it's too simple to do that. And that's where we just need to settle our minds with what God's word says, without any buts or qualifications. The gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord. But the wages of sin is death. So which way do we want to go tonight? Do we want to be paid wages, or do we want to receive a gift? Well, we want to receive a gift, because we know the gift brings eternal life. But maybe you're afraid it won't work. Maybe you're afraid the parachute won't open, or it won't hold you or something. That Jesus maybe somehow won't receive you, or that what he's done won't work for you. This week, an army parachute packer was jailed for life for attempting to murder his wife by tampering with a parachute she was about to use. A man by the name of Emile Sillier. He was described as a man by the judge of quite exceptional callousness. Wouldn't like him to be packing a parachute. But are you afraid that Jesus is like that? You know, put it like that, it's shocking, I know. But so is your refusal to trust Jesus. If you haven't trusted him yet, it's a shocking thing, because you're as good as saying, you're just like that man that was jailed. I can't trust you. I can't trust you to be my saviour. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. Do you really think Jesus will fail you? Do you really think he would sabotage your safe landing? What God offers to us through Jesus is fail-safe. It's fail-safe. The gift of God in Christ Jesus is fail-safe. That's why we should trust him. And that's why I entreat and plead with every one of you to do that. But I want to think about people who have trusted him already. Because We need to keep trusting him. And I know that as a Christian, I've been caught this week flapping my hands. I've been caught this week thinking in an illusory way that I somehow can contribute something to my salvation. Beginning to think again that we can maybe just help God a bit. And it takes away from us our peace. Because if we begin to think, well, actually my performance is crucial to my salvation here. If I've got to get it right. And if I don't get it right, I'm finished. Then we lose our peace again. We need to clearly see and continue to see that the only performance that matters is the performance of Jesus. And just to be completely and absolutely settled in that. But it's very tempting to just think, I'm actually now getting to be quite a decent Christian. I've been on the road for a while and I'm doing pretty well, and maybe I can just help a wee bit. Surely Jesus will be glad for me to add some good things of my own to the mix. Really? That's like saying I know something about parachutes. It's like saying to the man who's wrapping my parachute, let me help you. Well, to become a parachute wrapper, you need to go through a very rigorous training. So away with that conceit. And we as Christians need to put away all conceit about our own works, about our own performance, about our own Christian living, and about our own status as Christians, and about the things that we do for in Christian service and in the church and for God. We need to trust none of that, because that's like flapping your arms. You don't need to flap. You just need to trust the parachute. If you're a Christian, the parachute's already open. You've trusted Jesus, and you're going to land safely in eternal life. Remember, it's what you have done that was dragging you down. Remember, as soon as you sinned, you started falling. You can't stop that. Only Jesus can. Trust him alone. Jesus said, come to me, all you who are laboring and heavily burdened, and I will give you advice. Didn't he? No, he didn't. Glad someone shook their head. No, he didn't. If it was advice that we needed about how to live, and then we could take that advice and up our game and fix ourselves before God, then perhaps that's what Jesus would have said. But he said, come to me, all you who are laboring and heavily burdened, and I will give you rest. He does it. He gives it. It's his rest. And the fact is that we can not only trust him, but we can enjoy the fruit of that trust. We can enjoy the fact that we know that because he's holding us up, because he's carrying us, because he's the one who's easing our descent and who will provide us with a lovely, safe landing in the eternal bosom of God and the life of God forever, then we can enjoy being Christians. We can enjoy our salvation in Jesus Christ. And the final word is felicity. We can have felicity. We can have blessedness. The joy of eternal life is something not just for the future, we can start to live it right now with Jesus. Fellowship with Jesus on the basis of what he's done, not on the basis of what we've done. On the basis of a gift that we're given, not on the basis of wages that we earn. So tonight God is challenging me and challenging you to stop flapping. Stop flapping about religion. Stop flapping about your performance and your good works and whether or not they're enough and whether or not they're good enough. To simply trust Jesus Christ, the parachute, the one who gives us a safe landing, the gift of God that is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. Come to me and I will give you rest.